When I use a word like sin, what thoughts does it bring to your mind? What reactions does it elicit in your heart? Guilt, perhaps? Annoyance, anger? Should I even use that word at all? Or should it be consigned to the old-fashioned, outdated religion of the past? Hi, I'm Bernie Dimet, and welcome again to Fresh. Back in the day, when I was a young IT consultant, I learned very early on that you never talked about problems with clients. You call them issues, considerations, opportunities. That sounded so much nicer than problems, right? Today, I guess I'm what you'd call a minister, and my clientele, if you will, are folk like you. And they say that because I never know who I might be speaking to, I shouldn't use the word sin. It's so judgmental. It could alienate people. Hey, it could alienate you. But when it comes right down to it, we know that there's stuff that we think and say and do that's just plain wrong. Doesn't matter how we dress them up, those things rob us of life. Indeed, sin, our rebellion against God, the way that we so selfishly and at times brutally treat one another, is the age-old problem of humanity, plain and simple. Romans chapter 6, verse 23, when people sin, they earn what sin pays, death. But God gives his people a free gift, eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. See, so seriously does God take our sin and its consequences, so much does he yearn for us to spend eternity with him that he sent Jesus into this world to pay the price, death, on that cross. So in a few weeks' time, as we revisit yet again the joy of the entry of the Son of God into this world, remember the sadness that must have tinged the Father's heart in that moment, knowing what Jesus had come to do. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Now this month, because I know that so many people struggle under the dual burdens of desire and debt, because for so many financial security is a big issue, I'd like to take the opportunity to speak some powerful and timeless biblical truth into your financial situation. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Your Path to Financial Security. Stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.